Western Australia is set to become the second Australian state to legalise euthanasia at a special sitting of Parliament today. The Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill was passed by the Upper House last Thursday with 50 amendments after a long and emotional debate. And the bill now returns to the Lower House for final approval. WA's Deputy Premier and Health Minister is Roger Cook. He's on the line this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Today's vote has been described as a formality. Polling suggests there is strong voter support for this law. How confident are you it will get through?
Well, I'm confident that we'll get through, but obviously we still have all these amendments which were moved in the Upper House to now be ratified by the Lower House. So that may take some time, but we're patient. This is important legislation. And so today we'll be taking the opportunity just to move through those and hopefully have the legislation finalised by the end of the day.
Victoria was the first state to pass such laws in November 2017. We understand that the WA laws, whilst with some differences, will be similar. Can you explain how the legislation will work?
Well, certainly. In Western Australia, we've got laws which are largely mirror the Victorian laws, but we think with some key improvements, those being the issues associated with people accessing voluntary assisted dying in a highly dispersed and very wide population. So there's issues such as the capacity for a medical practitioner or nurse practitioner to raise the issue of voluntary assisted dying as part of an end-of-life choice. We've allowed that where it doesn't take place in Victoria. Additionally, in Western Australia, we've got other aspects of the laws which really, I think, mirror our needs, and they go to the issues of, as I said, the capacity for someone to for voluntary assisted dying to be canvassed by the medical practitioner.
Yeah, can you just explain this issue with specialists? Because I was quite interested in reading the detail about the perception of the functioning of these laws in Victoria, and particularly people in regional areas having difficulty actually finding specialists that can talk to them about these possibilities. And I imagine, given the geography of WA, that issue would be exacerbated.
That's right. So members of Parliament in Western Australia were very concerned that patients living in regional areas would not be able to access voluntary assisted dying if they relied upon the services of a specialist. In Western Australia, we've got, a highly dispersed population. So long as a medical practitioner a medical practitioner, either the coordinating or consulting practitioner, has access to the necessary reports with regards to the patient's diagnosis and prognosis, well, then we're satisfied that that medical practitioner should be able to make a call on those things. So we don't require a specialist to participate in the process. We simply require the medical practitioner to either have the necessary expertise or the necessary access to records and reports.
At the weekend, the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, expressed some concern about the push by other states to bring in these sorts of laws. He suggested the states should hasten slowly. That was the term he used. Some doctors have suggested there should have been more time given to see how the Victorian laws have operated. At least another 18 months, I think, was the time frame given. Why is there a rush to get this done in WA?
Well, we don't regard Victoria as the test case. We've taken evidence from right across the globe about the necessary regimes which would best suit Western Australia. And indeed, we are hastening extremely slowly. This is the seventh time this legislation has been attempted in Western Australia. And so from that point of view, this is a debate which has been ongoing for many years now. And look, this divides all camps, really. People within the Labor Party, within the Liberal Party, and indeed within the Nationals, all divide separately on this particular issue. It is an issue of conscience, and it's one which enjoys, as you said in your introductory remarks, widespread support in the community. So we thought it was important to move on.
I suppose the concern being raised by Kevin Rudd was that some things might be glossed over in a rush. Again, that's a quote. Do you defend yourself against any assertion along those lines?
Well, no one's rushing here. What we've had is a parliamentary select committee that sat over an 18-month period to consider the legislation, including the debates which were ongoing in Victoria at the time. We then had a ministerial expert panel which consulted widely right across the state to consider the regime that was appropriate for Western Australia. And the bill itself has been subject to over 175 hours of scrutiny and debate. So it certainly hasn't been something which is rushed, but it is something which the community firmly believes its time has come, and I'm very proud to have got ourselves to this position today. So hopefully we can bring communities' concerns to bear and make sure we pass the legislation.
Many people listening this morning would have seen in May of last year 104-year-old Perth academic David Goodall, who ended his life travelling to Switzerland, where euthanasia is legal. That story was told very widely. Did that campaign around his situation have much of an impact on the impetus for these laws in WA?
Well, I certainly think it brought it to the front of people's minds. But in the situation of David Gruhl, our legislation wouldn't support him. Our legislation is not for people who simply believe that time has come and they want to move on. Our legislation is for those people for whom death is imminent and the pain and the suffering is unbearable. And from that perspective, people like David, who, from what I could gather from the media reports, was in fairly good health, but simply felt that he had had enough of life, our legislation would not assist people like him. This is for people whose death is imminent, whose pain is unbearable, and whose prognosis is that they will, in the balance of probabilities, pass away within the next 6 months.
Victoria's law only came into effect in June this year, about 18 months after it was passed by Parliament. Would there be that time frame in WA, or would it be sooner?
No, we're anticipating 18 months to implement. Victoria obviously provides us with some good examples and opportunities to benefit from their experience. But Western Australia is a very unique health jurisdiction, the largest and most isolated single health authority jurisdiction in the world. So we know that the solutions that we must have in terms of making the legislation work for all Western Australians is going to have to be a fairly unique challenge as well. So we'll be taking at least 18 months to consider the legislation, to put in place the regimes and the appropriate guidelines and training that's necessary. We're not going to rush this, and we believe it's very important that we get it right.
Roger Cook, thank you.
Thanks for your time, Hamish.
Roger Cook is WA's Deputy Premier and Health Minister. And if this story raises any issues for you, as always, you can contact Lifeline. The number is 13 11 14.